So the question is, Giriraj he or she? Yeah. Or Shem? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's told that because Giriraj is Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Giridhari, and he has all the powers and everything that Krishna has, although he's appearing in the form of a mountain, right? But he's Krishna, he's Sakshat Krishna, Giridhari. And people worship Giridhari. Prabhupada explains in the Krishna book that in the story, in Govardhan Leela story, Prabhupada says that sometimes great devotees, they take one Shila from Govardhan and they take it to their home and they worship just like Krishna. And also if you read in Anti-Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya, he gave a Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya had received this Shila and charity from Shankaranya, one devotee named Shankaranya. And when Lord Chaitanya gave that Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das, he said, I'm giving you this Govardhan Shila, you should worship him just like Krishna, Brajendra Nandan, Sakshat Krishna, Brajendra Nandan, Shamsundar. Not any form of Krishna, not Dwarkadish Krishna or Mathura Krishna, but Vrindavan Krishna, Shamsundar, Sakshat Vrindavan, Brajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. So Lord Chaitanya gave the Govardhan Shila to Raghunath Das. And he said, if you want to learn the particulars about worshipping Giridhari, or Govardhan Shila, Govardhan Nath, then you can ask Lita Sakhi. Lita Sakhi appears in Gaur Leela's Swarup Damodar Goswami. So then, Raghunath Das Goswami, he asked Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar says, every day you should offer 4 Tulsi Manjaris to the feet, right foot, and 4 dipped in Chandan, and 4 to the left foot, Giriraj, because he has hands and mouth and feet and everything. And you can bathe him and with some water and offer him some sweet and worship him just like Krishna. So therefore in the Krishna book, in the Govardhan chapter, 10th canto, chapter maybe 24, Prabhupada says, sometimes great devotees or devotees, whatever kind of devotees, they take a Govardhan Shila, of course, should be with permission of Guru. And they take that Govardhan Shila to their home and they worship that Govardhan Shila exactly like we worship Krishna in the temple. Archan Marg. It's called Archan Marg. So this means, from this pastime of Raghunath Das and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from Srila Prabhupada's statement, and if we go back further to the Bhagavatam itself, we see that when Indra was raining down on Vrindavan, trying to devastate all the Vrijvasis and destroy Krishna for stopping the Indra Puja during the Kartik time, then Krishna, he lifted the Govardhan Hill, as you know, Giridhari, and then they did puja, Nanda Baba, and they offered artik to the hill, and where they're offering artik, actually, first, they offered bhog, so many articles, samosas and sweet rice and puris, sabji, halava. And when they were offering that, then this huge mountain, Govardhan Hill, he assumed a human form with arms, and he started reaching out, eating all the offerings, and with great enthusiasm. And he was saying, Aniyor, Aniyor, give me more, give me more. So then they offered artik. There's baby Krishna, he was 7 years old. He lifted Govardhan Hill when he was 7 years old. And he held the Govardhan Hill on his pinky finger for 7 days to defeat Indra and the Samvartika clouds of Pralaya Meg, the clouds of devastation, destruction. And then he set the hill down, they did this puja. I mean, they did the puja first and then it was like this, and the rain came and all. So then when they're doing the puja, when Anandabha was offering arti to Govardhan, then a huge form of Krishna came out of the hill. So there's Krishna, baby Krishna, 7-year-old Krishna, Krishna, Govinda Krishna, and he was offering artik, and then there was this huge form, hundreds of feet high, of Krishna standing on top of the hill, huge murti. And in that form, he told to all the Brijvasis, he said, "You should understand that from today on, that I am Govardhan Hill. I and Govardhan Hill are not different. I am Govardhan Hill." So beginning with Krishna's statement 5,000 years ago, people have understood the identity of Govardhan Hill as being Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. There's a big Krishna standing above the hill and there's a little Krishna. So Krishna was worshipping Krishna. So this was seen by all the Brijvasis. They saw this huge form. And even that huge form of Govardhan Nath, he said, if someone lives in the area of Braj and they don't worship me nicely on this Anukut festival, it's called Anukut, I think it's maybe day after Diwali or something. It's called Ekam or Pratipat. Diwali is on Amavasya, then the first day after Amavasya is called Ekam or Pratipat. It's Shukla Pratipat. Kartik Maina Me, Vrindavan Me, like this. First day of the waxing moon. And that Govardhan said, if the Brijvasis, they live in the area of Govardhan, they don't worship me, then they will be bitten by the snakes on Govardhan. Which, there's so many cobras there. Cobras like rocks. Because they can crawl under the rocks and keep cool. And that means, not only does that mean snakes literally will come and bite you and kill you, but you'll face so many calamities if you live in Braj and you don't worship Giriraj. Therefore, in every house in Braj, you find Govardhan Shila. Under every tulsi plant, in every tulsi pot, you find Govardhan Shila. So this is Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Giridhari. That's one identity of Govardhan Hill as the greatest devotee of the Lord. So by these discussions, we can understand the identity of Giriraj as Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. It's pretty clear. But as we look deeper into the tattva of Giriraj, then we see that in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Srimati Radharani is speaking in chapter 33. And she's saying, she says, Haridas Varya. She's glorifying Govardhan. She says, "Oh Govardhan, you are Haridas Varya." So she's using the word Das. She's not saying you're Hari, she's saying you're Haridas. Haridas Varya. So this is spoken by Radharani herself. And generally it's understood everywhere in Puranas and Upanishads and by all Mahajans that the greatest devotee of the Lord is Srimati Radharani. So Radharani is telling in Bhagavatam, Haridas Varya. It was a very curious statement because if everyone tells that you're the richest man in the world, and they say you're the richest man in the world, and you say no, actually this person's richer. Everyone says, "Well, what? Who is this person? I never heard. We thought you were the richest person." So when the richest person says someone else is rich, then everyone must pay attention. Everyone has to take notice. Oh, this is a big person. He's a rich. Everyone thought he's the richest person in the world, and he's saying someone else is richest. So who is that other person? That becomes very interesting. So Radharani is the greatest and the best and most intimate confidential devotee of Krishna. And she's saying that he's the Varya. Varya means the best. Haridas Varya. So Radharani is actually, in this context, she's speaking about Giriraj, Govardhan. The Govardhan Hill is the best devotee of Hari, the best devotee of Krishna, Krishnadas, Haridas. And this statement, Haridas, if you examine the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, you only find this phrase three times. There are many, many devotees are described there. So many devotees are described. Hundreds of different types of devotees throughout the Bhagavatam. But only three devotees are mentioned with this term, Haridas. Do you have any idea who they are? No, he's not in the Bhagavatam. He was in Krishna Lila. He's in Gaur Lila 500 years ago. Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago. At any rate, it's described that Uddhava, Mahashaya, he is Haridas. He is a great devotee of the Lord. He's called Haridas. And the second one is Yudhisthira, the Panch Pandava, Dharmaraj, Yudhisthira. He's described as Haridas. It's a very, very great, honorable term. And the only other devotee described as Haridas is Giriraj. And he's described not only as Haridas, but Haridas Varya. He's the best of all the Haridases. So this is indicating, Radharani's own mouth, she's indicating that this Govardhan Hill has two identities. One identity is Bhagavan Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Rajendranandan Krishna, right? Which I described. And the second identity, he's a devotee. He's a devotee of the Lord. And when we address him as a devotee, we say Giriraj. Giridhari is Krishna, and Giriraj is Krishna's devotee. So, in the form of Krishna's devotee, then Giriraj renders so many services for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of the cows, grasses for the cows, the rivers and lakes and waterfalls for the boys to sport in, and caves to sleep in during the rainy time. When it's raining or it's too hot out, they can go in the caves. Of course, also the gopis. Krishna goes in the caves of the gopis and has intimate pastimes. And the cows can take shelter from the harsh weather by going inside the caves. And in so many ways, the Giriraj provides fruit trees. There's so many fruit trees there. And there's so many rocks for sliding and smooth rocks that act as mirrors. And there's so many mineral powders, all different color dirt, yellow and brown and reddish and all different colors, even bluish. And then the boys mix up these different mineral powders with water, and then they paint Krishna's face with vines and flowers and make beautiful designs. So, and then there's grasses, very lush grasses for the cows to eat. Giriraj gives many, many services. And shady trees, when it's too sunny out, scorching sun, everyone can gather under the shady trees. And there's fruits and nuts, and there's so many flowers, so many fragrant flowers, kadamba and jui, and gulab, and madhavi, malati. And they can pick flowers from the valleys and trees around Govardhan and make flowers. And then there's so many honey beehives. And the trees were oozing honey, and the boys go up there and collect the honey, and they eat. They mix that honey with their yogurt. It's a very nice combination, dahi and honey mixed together. So this way, Giriraj is the greatest devotee. But when we're hearing description of him being the greatest devotee, we hear, as we mentioned, that sometimes Krishna, he meets with the gopis in the caves of Govardhan. He meets them there. Meets Radharani or some other gopi. Then they enjoy Madhurya Ras, very confidential pastimes. Now how is it if Giriraj is a he, he's a devotee, he's a das, Haridas. It didn't say Haridasi, it said Haridas Varya. Radharani herself is saying Giriraj is the greatest devotee of the Lord, Haridas, which is masculine, male gender, das. How is it possible for a male servant to be there when Krishna, the Purusha, the Parampurush, is enjoying with his Prakriti, with his Shakti, Shakti, Shaktiman? So the caves of Govardhan, they're actually, that's Giriraj, Haridas, and Radha and Krishna go in those caves, and they're there in Nibritta Nikunj, or Nibritta Leela, very confidential, Rahasya Leela, private Leela. So how can another man or male person enter over there? It's ladies only. They have these clubs, ladies club or men's club. It was ladies only there. There's only one Purusha, Ekali Ishvara Krishna Arasavya Britya. There's only one Ishvara Krishna and everyone else is servant. So now who is rendering that service? Who's rendering the service of providing that cave and who's offering that? So then the acharyas say, at that point, then Giriraj takes the form of a lady. He takes a feminine form, and to serve Radha and Krishna's confidential pastimes, and to witness, because there's a verse, I believe it's in Govardhan Astakam, or Dasikam, by Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying to Giriraj. He said, "Oh, you're a witness. He's saying, you are a witness to the Nibritya Leela, or the Rahasya Leela, the Madhurya Leela of Radha and Krishna. So please bless me that someday I have the adhikar, or the eligibility, to serve Radha and Krishna in their confidential pastimes. I have proper sarup, gopi sarup, gopi deha, mandri sarup." So he's praying, "Oh, you're so fortunate, Giriraj." You must have seen that translation is there in Govardhan Dasagam. "You're so fortunate that you are witness to all these confidential pastimes." So then the acharyas ask the question, how is it? Who can witness? No one can witness. Only mandris can witness. If they're looking through they're outside the kunj, they're looking through, they can see Radha and Krishna. Mandris must be female. There's no coward boys there. No Sridham, Subha, Madhumangal, Brahmins, Gopas. So then the acharyas, they explain commentary on this dasikam. They say, this witness, the form of Giriraj that's witnessing these pastimes, is actually an expansion of Radharani herself. That this form of Giriraj that witnesses these pastimes, just like the Sakis, the Ashtasakis, Lita Vishaka, Chitra, and Rangadevi, Sudevi, Induleka, etc. They're all Kaya Vyuha. They're directly expanded from Radharani's transcendental form. So then Radharani also expands herself, become a female form of Giriraj, who is known as Giri Rani. You've heard of Radharani? You must have heard of Radharani. So there's also Giri Rani. Giri Rani, this is that queen, that Giriraj is a queen. Instead of Ra, we have Raj and Rani, right? Raj means king, and that's masculine. Then Rani means the queen. The Rani of Jhansi, the Jhansi Rani or whatever. There's some famous warrior or something, wasn't it? The Rani of Jhansi. She got on a horse and was shooting arrows or something like that, or wielding a sword or something. So this Giri Rani, this is the third form of Giriraj. So there's Giriraj is Krishna, Giriraj is a devotee of Krishna, and then Giriraj, the male devotee, Haridas, and there's Haridasi, or Giri Rani. So this is, so the answer to the question is, Giriraj he or she, or Shem? He, she, or Shem? So Giriraj is he and she, and also him. So he has all these three different identities. And even we find in Braj Mandal, there are some devotees that worship Giriraj as Giri Rani. And they have one Govardhan Shila, and they put long hair on Giriraj, they put nose ring and cudgel on the eye, and some like ladies type, ladies face, ladies decoration, this female bhushanam, ornaments. So this is the mystery of Giriraj, a very mysterious personality, Giri Govardhan. But when we worship Giriraj, we tend to pray to him in this mood of a devotee. We may worship him as Krishna, although many Gaudiya Vaishnavas say worship him and pray to him as Giriraj, devotee. Because devotee is more merciful, Kripambuddhi. Vaishnav Kripambuddhi. The Vaishnava is an ocean of mercy, kindness, compassion, karuna. Because the Vaishnava, he is a worshipper, or at least the topmost Vaishnavas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are worshipping Radha and Krishna. So Radharani, Srimati Radharani, she's Karuna Sagar, Karuna Sindhu. Karuna Sindhu Radharani, she's an ocean of compassion. So when an ocean is beautified by waves. If the ocean has no waves, it's not very beautiful. It just looks like, what's the difference between an ocean and a lake? You may have a big lake, big sarovar, and there's no waves, it's just body of water, vast body of water. But then you go to the ocean and it's only flat like this, then what? It's like, why you say Sindhu? Why you say Sagar? There's big waves. And so this is the ocean of Radharani's compassion. There are waves on that ocean, and the waves on the ocean of Radharani's compassion are the Vaishnavas. They are the waves. Waves means taranga. Karuna taranga. Taranga karuna. So Radharani is beautified by so many waves of compassion in her ocean of compassion. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they're most compassionate because they really preach. And they go door to door, Prativiti, was it? Prativiti, Nagaradigram, Sarvatra Prachara. They do Prachara everywhere. Whereas other Vaishnavas, if you come to the temple, they may give a class, but they're not going to go door to door and canvass for Madhvacharya or Ram, etc. They're preaching, reading, reciting Ramcharitamanas, reciting Ramayana, but going everywhere in Sankirtan vans, going everywhere with Harinam parties, going door to door everywhere. Become a devotee of Krishna, become a devotee of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, take this prasadam. Who is doing like that? Any other Vaishnava Sampradaya? No. Because they're not catching a wave from the ocean of Karuna. They're worshipping Lakshmi. Lakshmi is busy counting money. She's counting her coins. So Lakshmi, although Lakshmi is an Amsha, she's an expansion of Radharani, she's not known to be Karuna Mayi. So this, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because they're worshipping Radha and Krishna, then they're actually, they're embodiments of this Kripambudi. Vaishnava Kripambudi. Ambudi means ocean, Ambudi. Anandambudi Vardhanam. It says that this Harinam increases Vardhan, increases the ocean. So the Vaishnavas creep, especially the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Kripa Ambudi, right? He's an ocean of mercy. Let's say he's a wave from the ocean of mercy, because the Karuna Sindhu is Radharani. And so because he's worshipping Radha and Krishna, he knows the best way to please Radharani, the best way to make Radharani happy is to preach. So Gaudiya Vaishnavas, some are doing bhajan nandi, but we can see that those that are engaged in preaching and trying to help others, they're very much favored by Radharani. They're very much favored because they're carrying her compassion to the conditioned souls. So this is Giriraj. Giriraj is also very compassionate. He's the greatest devotee of the Lord. So people worship Giriraj as a devotee because devotees are carrying the mercy. Kripa Shakti Murti. Mercy, grace, or kindness is a shakti. Shakti means potency. It's a power. It has prabhav, influence, transformational energy. So the shakti, the purna shakti is Radharani, and shaktiman is Krishna. So therefore, many Vaishnavas, they worship Giriraj as a devotee, because they want to get the mercy of Giriraj so they can worship Radha and Krishna. And some devotees, they worship Giriraj as Radha and Krishna, or as Krishna, and then they pray to him. They worship him as Krishna, but then they offer prayers to him. Oh, please give me resonance by you. Please bless me. I can become a devotee of Radha and Krishna. So they pray to him as a devotee. So we can say he's Bhakta Bhagavan. He's Bhakta and Bhagavan together. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Bhakta and Bhagavan. He's the ideal greatest devotee of the Lord, setting the example of internal bhajan and external preaching. He's so much absorbed in internal bhajan. Sometimes Chaitanya Bhagavat describing that sometimes Lord Chaitanya is an external consciousness and sometimes he's an internal consciousness. So internal consciousness is his internal bhajan, his private ecstasies, the mahabhav, in the mood of Krishna, tasting Radharani's love, her bhav and her kanti, or the brilliance of her bhav, the bhav kanti, the brilliance and effulgence of her bhav, mahabhav. But then when he's an external consciousness, he's doing prachar work. Most of his life, at the end of his last 6 years of his life, he was too much absorbed in internal bhajan. It's called Gambhir Leela. Hardly he was coming out. But for 6 years he traveled all over India, and for 12 years he was engaged in a daytime Harinam Sankirtan and preaching to the general masses, Sarvabhum Bhattacharya and others, and Gopinath and other devotees, Haridas. And then the last 6 years he was mostly with Lalita and Vishakha, deeply relishing the ecstasies of separation from Krishna. Ashlishiva parvatam panashtamam adarshanam mamatam karotava yatatata vavaranatalampato mat prananatasya sevanaparad. This deep mood, this is Vipralamba and Sambhog.